you. This is indeed an honor, and I am blown away by the gravity of it and extremely grateful. I was in a combine this fall, last fall rather, when Bob called and informed me of the recognition. And those of you who do know me know that speechless is not something that usually happens to me. I can bump my gums with the best of them. But I stammered and stuttered quite a bit. First of all, the honor took me back a little bit, but the major reason was I thought immediately of about 1,000 other folks that are involved in agriculture that in my mind would be a lot more deserving of this than me. But then instantaneously I remembered who I was talking to on the phone, and saying no to Bob Stallman has never been an intelligent move on anyone's part. And so I'm here. And in just a little bit of reflection since I became aware of this, there are two things that I thought this would give me the opportunity to say. The first one is that 38 years ago there was a gal that I think every day since then she's awakened in the morning and gone, why in the world did I do this and why do I continue to put up with this guy? But Connie, I don't see where you are, but thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. I appreciate it greatly. The second thing, and we'll keep this moving because Bob is going, let's see, we said you could say a few words, but is I'm just incredibly lucky to have been able to make my avocation my vocation. But more than that, I consider myself one of the most blessed guys on the planet to have been involved with people like you who look at agriculture and recognize the partnership that we have with the Lord's creation, the things that we go through to feed and to clothe and to shelter and fuel the world. Make this just one whale of a hoot, an outstanding opportunity, and I'm remarkably grateful for the engagement that folks like you show as we together forward the agricultural interests of our country. Thanks to AFBF, and thanks again for this recognition. It's much appreciated.